This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Donald Trump and Vice President Mike Pence visited vaccine development sites Monday, marking the beginning of the largest COVID-19 vaccine research trial yet. Their trips to North Carolina and Florida, respectively, come as the White House grapples with its most prominent virus case since the crisis began, and a nationwide spike in the outbreak that threatens to undermine an economic rebound. White House officials say a vaccine is necessary to fully restore a sense of normalcy. Thursday marks the sixth month since the World Health Organization declared COVID-19 a public health emergency of international concern. Reflecting on the millions of infections, WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said the pandemic continues to accelerate. He stressed that although the world has changed, the fundamental pillars of the response have not. This refers to a political leadership and informing, engaging, and listening to communities, adding that they have the basic measures needed to suppress transmission and save lives hasn't changed. It also means leaders should find, isolate, test, and care for cases, and trace and quarantine their contacts. Tedros pointed out that the pandemic was, in fact, under control in many countries, including China, Canada, Germany, South Korea, because the country strictly followed WHO's advice. More than 652,000 deaths have been recorded globally from COVID-19, more than 148,000 in the United States, and the number of global infections is now more than 16.4 million, also more than 4.2 million in the U.S. This is VOA News. The United Nations says coronavirus-linked hunger is leading to the deaths of 10,000 children a month in the first year of the global pandemic because of fears containment and movement restriction or contamination and movement restrictions. And a study published Monday, the four UN agencies said failing to act now will have devastating long-term consequences, not just for children, but for society as a whole. Earlier this year, the head of the World Food Program warned of a risk of starvation of biblical proportions around the world, from Burkina Faso to Venezuela. The Associated Press found that families around the world are already facing starvation, with the young children the first to suffer and die. The COVID-19 crisis has disrupted rare opportunities for Native American communities in the United States to address a lack of critical internet access by missing a deadline to obtain free broadband licenses from the government. The cutoff for the tribes to apply for licenses from the Federal Communications Commission expires on August 3rd. And the process entails submitting complex applications, surveys, and maps. The FCC commissioner said only 15% of eligible tribes have applied. The FCC says 628,000 tribal households lack access to standard broadband, a rate more than four times that of the general population. In a 2019 study, the Policy Institute found that nearly one in five reservation residents has no internet whatsoever. Just 4 days after beginning a truncated or coronavirus delayed season, Major League Baseball ran into a serious obstacle Monday with the postponement of scheduled games due to COVID-19's outbreak among Miami Marlins players. The postponement of the games in Philadelphia and Miami was potentially ominous developments for MLB and other major professional sports leagues in the United States and Canada, hoping to forge ahead during the pandemic. The National Basketball Association and National Hockey League are set to resume play this week after hiatus of more than 4 months, while National Football League training camps are opening. While it was unclear whether the MLB season has been placed in jeopardy, some public health experts urged the suspension of play. MLB Commissioner Robert Manfred told the MLB Network Monday that the health of the players and their families was the league's first concern. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.